fucking video cam. Here we go again. Showing off again.
Oh, shit. Oh, tongue is all out and everything, too. Damn. You're a horny ass.
I'm not horny. Fuck you.
Wayne, you always horny, nigga. Shut up.
I'm hungry at the moment.
CJ got the horny out of him when he had that child, but
what are you talking about? I'm male. We're always horny. It's part of our life.
Yeah. He's all that, Wayne. All of the above. Look, Sammy putting her tobacco pad on right now. So she don't,
No, I'm putting cream on my new tattoo.
You know Indians gotta smoke that shit, so she's like, I gotta put my tobacco pad on while I record, you know? She's all happy about it. She's like, I'm sending you guys a smoke signal right now. Hope you see it. She's like, I just got these tattoos out of the little quarter machines at the grocery store. Come on now, guys. Admire it.
Look at it.
Where's your P1 tattoo at?
Right here.
Everybody should have a P1 tattoo.
Yeah, you hear that, you guys? Get on it.
Yeah, I can't wait. For CJ to get his P1 tattoo, that shit'll be hot.
I'm not getting none of that.
You know what, Wayne? That's what we should do. We should get CJ fucked up and get him a P1 tattoo on his back. Yeah.
No. He's gonna get his child's name on his back.
Okay. We can get his child's name over his back, and then we put P1 in the middle, then his child's name over, and then his name under the P1 or whatever. There you go. We put all of one.
And then have legal guardian.
And then you put on the side, this man P1 confirmed it.
Golly.
That's good.
Sammy, you gotta stop doing drugs, girl. Jesus Christ.
I'm just crying because like my contacts are dry.
I don't blame you, you know. Well, you know, you are Indian, you dry up quickly. But...
Yeah,
that's fucked up. Why'd you let me say that, CJ? Damn. That's the most racist thing I've said all day now.
Wait.
Yeah,
P1, are you still mad at CJ?
What?
Are you still mad at CJ about, like, never being around?
I've been mad at CJ since 2012. What are you talking about? This is an ongoing love-hate relationship. Minus the love. But, I hate his fucking teeth. Just look at him. Just look at him grinning and shit at us. Just look at him. You little smug bastard. Look at him. Just look at him, everybody.
This is a podcast. People can't see him. I tell you.
Sammy looks drunk as fuck right now, people.
I am tired. It's finals week. I'm at my friend's house for TV shows and drinks.
Like goddamn, fuck Justin Bieber, your little boyfriend again.
I know. It's not my boyfriend.
Oh, how is that going?
Fine. I guess. Fine. Why?
Bring him on the show. Jungle Love.
Yeah, bring him on the show.
Oh, no.
So you can ridicule him.
We will not do that. We will just ask him the important questions.
I'm going to tell him, I'm going to be like, hey, you know I fucked your girlfriend.
There's no important question. We all know the answer to it.
What's the important question, you guys?
You know what I would ask and tell them to? I'd be like, no, all three of us fucked her, right? You know that, right?
At the same time.
Yeah, it's that.
I got the tip in the pool. Yeah.
Now, guess which one had the butthole?
Back to JJ, he got it from behind.
I'm 100% so glad that he's never been
up. And her friend filmed it.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
It is true. Don't worry. Oh, hey, man, what? I can't wait for you.
Hey, you know what? He might be saying, you know what? Do you want to do it again? We all get joined in? All four of us?
He'd be like, you got room for one more? Take clothes off right there. Like, oh, shit. If your man ever does that, Sammy, then he's A-okay in my book, man.
A-okay.
I'll say he's A-okay fucked up in the moment.
Yeah, he's A-okay in my book, and you have my approval to date him.
A-O-try.
Okay, first of all, I ain't dating nobody. I don't got time for that right now.
You a goddamn lie.
No, oh, not so
he's a toy boy. There you go.
Toy boy, yeah.
That's like all of them.
Yeah, just like all Canadian boys.
What, those toys?
Canadian pussy is really cold.
It's sticky.
Well, Sammy's sticky because she's Indian. So, you know, gotta stick like glue, you know? You gotta like... can't like get rid of them.
A vagina had a mahogany maple taste.
You can't get rid of them. You can only exterminate. There's a difference.
Mahogany maple. Okay.
Hey, people, welcome to the recap.
It's meant to be a recap. Yeah.
This is the recap, bag on Sammy episode and her new love in her life, Justin Bieber.
There's no love. Oh my God. I don't even really like him all that much.
Whoa, oh, goddamn. What? Don't even like him that much.
She's like, I only signed up here three times.
Told us how much they were doing the who nanny with the doodaddy and all that and shit like that, telling us all this, talking about how he could be the one and shit like that. And now all of a sudden she's trying
to. I have never once said that he could be the
you
one.
Said
I
said he
you
won.
Said you can't wait to marry him last week. When we went off there, you said, yeah. This is the man. We all heard it.
And you said P1, and then I was like, oh, she said the one. He's
she
the
tell,
one. I was
she
like, oh,
the men. She tell all guys that.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think I get anywhere in life? I have to make them all feel a little bit special.
You don't have to lie. We're men.
Yeah, we're men.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, like I have to lie. Ooh,
you don't
trust
have
me.
To lie. All you gotta do
I
is
have
look.
To lie.
Then it's there. That's women's problems. You always try to complicate men. All you gotta do is throw the pussy in the air and we're there.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, you do not have to tell us.
All I'm fucking doing, I ain't saying shit to him.
You can tell us we the dumbest motherfuckers ever or whatever, and as long as you laying on the bed with your vagina out and shit like that, we'd be like, shit, I ain't hear a word you should say right now, whatever, shit.
Shit. Sad, but true.
Yeah. Anytime you think I can call a dumbass, by the way. You're a dumbass.
Hey, you almost got tased last night. Last week, whatever.
That was hot though. I liked it. Actually, before we just started, I got three people asking me about that taser scene right now. I'm just like, you gotta go listen to it. That's all.
Fucking hear that
people,
shit.
We are back, the recap crew. Yeah, I'm the phenomenal sure. one.
Well, of course you are.
I'm Chicago John.
I am Wayne.
I'm Justin Bieber, Sammy's boyfriend.
I'm Sammy.
Get Justin Bieber off this show. Yeah, well.
She gonna have my baby, 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 oh.
I'm just gonna have no
baby. Baby, baby, oh baby, baby, baby.
What was his name again? Ron, Jeremy, what, Ryan, Bob?
No, keep trying.
Kevin?
Julian?
No.
Julian?
No, keep trying.
Yeah,
Julian? No, hopefully Julian's fucking dead in a ditch somewhere.
Love Julian, you hush your
fuck
mouth.
Fuck that guy, fuck that guy.
You
if
did.
I could set that bitch on fire right now,
you
I did,
won.
Unfortunately. Oh.
That guy messages me on a daily basis. What are you talking about?
Of course he messages on a daily basis.
Why?
Because he knows I'm fucking you. But anyway. That's hate. Darkness. That's the darkness in your heart. You know, you gotta, that's just filled with hate and envy.
How is this all recap? I have no idea.
This is just Jungle Love Part 2. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that makes no sense. The return.
The return, yeah. It returned 2 weeks ago. It's just back. That's all.
you do realize once you go in the jungle, you can't get out. There is no escape.
Yeah, it's like darkness.
darkness.
The jungle. The jungle darkness. Jungle darkness. CJ, when you bring a episode like that, I'll come back on.
Well, yeah.
It says like the most racist show you can ever have. Jungle darkness.
I think we did the most racist show last night, but anyway.
Well, I really listened to that. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, bloodstained niggers, people. Look it up.
Wow.
that is true.
Yeah, look it up. That's a true thing. But people, we here.
Yes,
we here to recap this first half of The Walking Dead this season. We got some questions, comments, whatever, that you people have been loving, wondering, asking. Wishing, hoping, hoping you see Sammy's boyfriend. Is he real? Is he fake? What is he? You know, the
he's
usual
fake.
Stuff.
Does he come with batteries?
He's naked. What?
And before we get into all those questions too, I know you guys saw the post that been floating around Facebook.
What?
Which one would that be?
It's the one that's a petition trying to bring back
death. Yes. I do know what you're talking about now. Someone, as a matter of fact, we got like three of those questions, to be honest.
Okay.
Answer all three. Fuck that petition. There's the answer to all three of them.
I signed it and thought it was talking about something else. I was like, oh shit, scratch my name off. I thought it was, I thought it, my
bring
mind
back Mel petition. What about that?
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was a bring back world. I was like, I'm all for it.
Sign this, baby brother. Yeah, fucking baby brother.
He was a guardian of the goddamn galaxy. Shit.
Damn shit. That's where he went.
He's the ultimate redneck. Best actor ever. If you can be a redneck and lovable, you're the greatest character ever. That's all I gotta say. True. You gotta be the greatest character ever. Sammy, what are you doing?
My hair.
Okay, go outside and go start us a smoke fire so we can know when you're ready then.
She was talking about her tribal tattoos that she got from the dollar store, so.
Oh yeah. No, she got that at Six Flags in one of them little cars.
Yeah.
She got a tattoo right above the crack of her ass too. They call it, it's in the darkness.
Darkness enters here.
Don't worry, Sammy. They're just not tough enough to get tattoos, I don't think.
The light comes out in the front.
And darkness in your eyes. So you got your ganja on your arm now, your little tribal Indian smoking ganja.
You don't
now.
Even know what that is, do you?
It is ganja.
That makes you hallucinate, that sees shit. That we talked about this on last week's episode. We talked about this. What if we saw losing and you didn't, remember?
She got weeds from the front yard. That's just common weeds.
Like, I picked these out of my garden today. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about like tobacco and smudging processes? Because then that's completely different. To
the first episode of The Darkness when Wayne couldn't make it on and Sammy just joined in and whatever. This was what takes me back. I feel sorry for you.
Oh my god. And I got way too drunk.
That was a horrible episode for you. I know, Sammy. I know, but still. This one's going to be better for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, because I'm not drunk and it's The Walking Dead.
Well, thank you for being the residential vagina on this show. We appreciate you for that.
That's what I'm here for.
Too bad you ain't giving it up on a daily basis like you should be, but so.
Giving it to who though? Giving it to who?
Everybody.
Everybody. We talking
everybody.
About?
No.
Jeremy.
No.
Whatever his name is. Ryan. Bob. Whatever his name is.
No.
Jeremy. I
mean, Wayne has a band too, so you can give it to him.
I've got a band.
He just likes
Yeah, Wayne does totally have a band.
He's got a boy band now, so you can
a band.
Give him some.
Making a band. Can't wait.
This is the hottest. It's called the Bloodstained Niggers.
No, that's the next band.
Oh, okay. That's me and CJ's band.
We just throw a bucket of blood all over you.
Take your vaginas in the street.
Red stained panties. For the niggas.
Can't say no to this, cause we gonna stay in your bed, girl.
No.
You're the worst fucking singer.
Anyway, Sam, since you're the one talking, what have you thought? What has been your thought? Look at them teeth with the teeth jacket on right now. What has been your thoughts on this half a season of The Walking Dead so far? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sammy Brown.
Okay, no, honestly, I thought this Walking Dead season was one of the best so far. Yeah, it went off with a bang. Yeah, it had a few episodes where it kind of lulled a little bit then here and there, and obviously they always kill somebody mid-season. All in all, it's been pretty good. I like the fact that they've upped the grotesque factor, really understood, like, how humans are deteriorating and society is deteriorating and how there's no good people left and that they need to be good. I really enjoy that, Rick's evolution to crazy person from farmer, and now he's like evolving back into the police officer. Again, that's nice. I've enjoyed it. And napalm zombies are literally my favorite zombies.
Yeah, I saw your profile photo. You just trying anything you can to ugly yourself up. Anyway,
I'm like good. I look so dead and so grotesque.
Just put some battery. You want to look ugly? Just throw some battery acid on your face then if that's what you're looking for. Like she's trying to run away from Justin Bieber people. That's why she's trying to ugly herself in these photos now. But, you want to just do that. Just throw battery acid on your ass or whatever. You'd be fine. Work for Daredevil.
I'm not trying to look ugly. It was for a Halloween. It was Halloween night, so I had to look gross.
You can only look like a grotesque prostitute for so many Halloweens, Sammy, that, you know, it doesn't...
Wasn't last year she was like chlamydia on the face or something?
Yeah.
I was a clicker.
like gonorrhea or something like that.
I was a clicker last year.
She was an open wide vagina. She was an open wide vagina last year.
Yeah.
I was a blueberry cookie.
She was giving out some vagina pie last year.
I went.
Some nice fat, nice poontang. Anyway, Wayne. Final thoughts, man. What have you thought of
final
this
thoughts
season?
Already? Shit, is that the end of the show? Fuck, that was quick.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about, we gotta get in that Jungle Love show. That's why I know. What have been your thoughts, man, on this season of The Walking Dead so far?
So far. Strong start. Last half of it, fucking awful. That's pretty much it. Daryl is nothing but a fucking pussy that needs a good ass whooping. Best death, best thing they've ever done so far, because she's a fucking pain in the ass. Anyone who signs that petition should be shot, because I fucking hate that character. The best thing they ever did was kill her off. Rick is the saving grace of the show. So is Carol, until they put her ass in a wheelchair. Now she's probably fucking useless. It's had a strong start, but now it's really teetering off. I hope it fucking picks up now, but I don't know. I can't wait for Steve Urkel to come back into it, though. I think he's a great character.
I don't want him to come back.
He's the best thing from it.
Oh, my God. Okay. God damn it, Wayne.
He's more manly.
He
is more manly than Daryl is, and that's pretty clear. Because, yeah, he was willing to give his life up for Ben. But, oh, that all fucked up. Beth had to be
he ain't giving his life up. That nigga was going to have a roof, food, clothes, and shit like that. They ain't giving no life up. You get to look at a woman in uniform for 24 hours, and you get to get beat by her. That ain't giving up no life. Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
Some people pay for that, I know. But, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
Okay, think of this guy. He's the only black person in that hospital. He's fucked, surrounded by cops. He's dead.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's nervous. He's like, oh, shit.
I'd be running.
CJ!
Yes.
What have you thought about this, half a season of The Walking Dead so far?
I mean, all the scenes where you see Rick unchained is a really great scene. That's the best part. That's the best time to really watch this show. Seeing Rick going crazy, losing his mind, turning to the people that, he's starting to turn to the governor, you know. Because last season, when the governor was still around, he was trying to be peaceful, Rick. And, Herschel was trying to tell him to be peaceful like that. But now after Herschel, you know, get his head chopped off, you know, he see that he can't be a normal farmer loving guy. He see why there are people out there like the governor. He gotta be like that.
Yeah, cause remember Carl almost got raped.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but that was funny.
That was the best scene of last season. That's about to rape him. I got a surprise for you up there. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? Is it about to rape this boy? Funny and all, but damn, shit. Make a hole with your finger before you fuck a boy. I know Sammy can relate to that, but still. Isn't Justin like younger than you, Sammy?
Oh my God, I'm not sleeping with Justin Bieber.
Oh, Jeremy Bieber, whatever his name is.
His name's not Jeremy, shut up.
Okay. You heard it first, people. That's the first time Sammy has ever told me to shut up. Out of 2 years of doing this, this is the first time she's ever told me to shut up.
It's because she's in love.
All the things I've ever said, saying Jeremy Bieber is the thing that made her tell me shut up, finally. Wow.
She's saying Justin Bieber, and I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I'm not fucking anybody. Justin, I'm not fucking anybody that looks like Justin Bieber. Nope, not happening. Nope, gross. Too far.
CJ, I don't know if you noticed, but that girl's high right now. But anyway,
she's on that paillette right now.
It's like, you know, the camera's right here, and you looking up at the ceiling and shit, waving your fingers and shit.
Hopefully
like
she doesn't know the camera.
She's having an Assassin's Creed moment when she looks at the wall and you see symbols and shit like that. So people, we don't have to excuse Sammy.
Sammy,
right,
there's ghosts in your clothes. Take them off.
She's rolling around. Damn, girl, what ganja was you smoking?
She's like a cat on catnip. She's like a feral cat in heat.
Dine out, girl. That's the problem is you got to air it out.
Right.
I got to air it out. I'm so tired.
Hey, Wayne's available. He's free for another hour.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, whose turn is it now? Is it your turn, Wayne?
Yours, dickhead.
Oh, okay, that's right. I'm sorry. I was looking at Sammy. I thought, personally, if the best first half of any season I got to go down with was last season, man. That was season four, man. Had a really strong opening all the way to the end of killing Herschel and the governor and shit like that. I thought, like this one you guys said, I thought this one had a really strong opening as well. It got kind of just middle of the road once later episodes came in. Even last episode, I thought it was decent, but it was nothing. I think that was probably the weakest season finale, well, mid-season finale out of all the seasons, personally. Rick is like the only character you can relate to because everybody else really isn't doing a damn thing. They're just in the background filling up the fucking scenes. They're all pulling a T-Dog right now and got one lines every now and then and just standing there looking confused and shit. I still have a problem that Merle isn't back. It's been damn 2 seasons since he's been dead now, and it's like, you know, you can't bring him back. This is a comic book show. Why you just can't bring him back? They did it with Coulson. Why can't they do it with him? That's pretty much what I thought about it, man. You know, it's whatever. It's better than Gotham, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. God. I'm so glad I got out of that.
You can get back home.
Oh no, I can't.
Well, Frank brought it now, huh? We make you watch The Flash. How about that?
Hey, don't punishment. This is not neither here nor there.
CJ, you know damn well you ain't watching The Flash.
I am watching The Flash, man. The Flash
is your fucking awesome problem.
The Flash is awesome, man. So
fuck off.
We need to talk about something
else. Awesome.
It is awesome. Y'all missing out.
Not missing out. First of all,
some asshole in some red gimp outfit running around making 80s fast. Fuck that shit.
Oh my god, Wayne, really?
Take off some dickhead with a bow and arrow. What a fucking look.
Oh my god, Wayne.
I will give you some credit. Maybe it has gotten better. I don't know. I've only watched one episode, which was the first
episode.
Like saying chlamydia gets better, alright? Doesn't mean it's fucking any better.
It does get better. Once you heal it, yeah.
It gets better. You know, you just turn the lights off, put some ointment on it, and you just, you know, wear two rubbers and you get to go.
Yeah, you pretend it's not there. That's all it is. Just like the play.
Back to The Walking Dead. We're not gonna attack a good show.
Good show!
It is a good show.
I thought he was attacking chlamydia, but okay.
Y'all feel good to have an itch.
Got an itch? Just scratch it. Go ahead, CJ. We don't mind. let's get into the some questions now. I got some questions. Man, damn, we're going all the way back to episode 1 and 2 and shit.
You got some questions in your book?
I got one for you. I think this is one me and Wayne did and by ourselves because these two motherfuckers wasn't around.
I was around.
Around the block, yes,
you
know.
I just never got a fucking phone call.
Cause you're too busy with Justin. It's okay.
Yeah, we know that.
Justin!
You are high as fuck right now. Smoking that fucking Indian ganja right now.
You know, a corn vibrated would be a good thing because it has so many ripples in it.
Yeah. She has not sat still, people, for fucking the past 23 minutes we've been on air now, or whatever. She's just moving around, smiling around. She has not stared at this fucking camera, not once, neither. Oh, but Steve says, great to see you guys are back with these Walking Dead recaps. Did Sammy quit? He also goes on to say, because if she did, maybe Mrs. One should be on more recaps then. I think Mrs. One opened up with that and just walked away for a while.
That's right, she was on that show.
Yeah, she was on that episode. And she was filling in for Sammy and CJ, and then she just decided to leave.
You know what I think about Beth? Honey, bye. Good night.
Well, Sammy, did you quit?
No, I didn't quit.
Ah, okay. Well, that answers your question, Steve.
There you go.
Ah, that was easy. Damn, how we get more like that? Cynthia says, do you guys think the group would just be better off if they left Tyrese? Because, damn, he sure is one giant big pussy.
Yeah.
No,
he's got a babysitter.
Yeah, you gotta have the babysitter. That's it. That's all he does.
See, the thing is, Tyrese is like, I don't think you should just leave him because he's like one of those dogs that you just try to drop off in the middle of nowhere and he just somehow finds his way home. That's what Tyrese is. I don't think it's enough to just leave him. I think you gotta kill him.
Yeah, kill him and skin him. Then he knows his big fat ass is like, you know, body warmth or something.
Not say you say set his ass on fire like Carol did to his wife or a girlfriend or whatever, or that chick he was singing to.
I reckon she committed suicide because she just was sick and tired of being around him. I don't reckon Carol ever killed
him. That was the best episode of Tyrese ever because as that nigga singing her, she's just like, I'm going to go to bed right now.
she's like, can you leave, please?
I'm not going to get none. Been crying over this chick for two seasons and shit. And it's like, I don't even think you were dating her, though, dude. Come on.
He was so close.
Yeah, you so close. I understand how you feel, Sasha. I'm in the same world. You know, that's why Sasha rolled her eyes at him. She's like, man, nigga, you was stalking Karen. Come on now. Shit. Fucking that shit. Everybody fucking knows that shit.
You told me you keep that a secret, girl.
And her long relationship with Bob Stokey for all of two episodes, and that's it.
I wouldn't even say that shit. I don't even remember seeing, I've seen him kiss one time. And that was in the episode his ass got cooked. That was like foreshadowing and shit. She knew his ass was gonna get cooked, so.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't work for that reason. Cause he never.
Well, when she went on that double date with what's his name?
Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn and Maggie. They went on that double date together.
Yeah, well when they was together though, they were like, you could see like it was some flirtation that Bob was throwing, but then we just realized that's just Bob in general though, but I never got no relationship vibe out of the two.
Right.
Sammy going to sleep?
I guess maybe when the season ended, maybe some years passed by or something like that, and they just had a relationship, they built their, I don't know. Cause I think every year does it pick up where it lays off, or does it like skip fast forward a couple of years? A
couple of months, I think.
I think it's a couple of months. It really depends. Cause like, I think they skipped a few, like a year maybe in the prison? I think? I might be wrong.
Because the baby wouldn't be any more than a year old, or a year and a half at least.
The baby's got big as fuck though. I know CJ's watching her, making sure she turned 18, you know, by the way.
18? What do you mean, 16?
Oh yeah, 16, sorry.
Oh, one single chicken nugget. Please and thank you. Thank you.
I know, I heard Mia Z got a fight over the kick-ass girl.
Oh, Chloe Grace Moretz. don't even tell me about that. Talking about you was speeding over the
I love Z. I haven't seen Z in forever.
Okay. She got those lips, man. I'm telling you, Angelina Jolie lips or whatever.
I mean, you gotta start smoking that shit right now. I mean, damn, girl. You see, Steve, this is why she quit.
That's exactly why I quit. I got addicted.
You got addicted to weed, drinking, and fucking just. Next question comes from Andrew, who says, if you had to follow one character throughout this entire series, who would it be and why?
Rick, hands down.
What, this season or series?
The burial grounds of Merle. I would just sit at his grave the whole day or whatever. She'll just sit there hoping he comes back out that motherfucker or something. Red Dead Redemption 2, starring Merle. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually. I would pay to see that.
If we're talking about this season and Rick, but if any season, then Merle.
Yeah, I'd probably agree.
My reason why is because Rick is a badass. He's running over motherfuckers. I mean, it don't get no funnier than the death than that or whatever. And Merle is just a lovable redneck. What black man wouldn't want to hang around him? So.
Oh, I don't know. For this season? Oh, shit. You only can go with Rick. Rick's the only one because no one else is in. Oh, no, fuck that. Maggie. Just follow Maggie.
I would love to see Wayne tied up in there.
Yeah, watching Rosita, that would be pretty good. And then you can see her and Red
Abraham.
Hair. Abraham get it on all the time.
Yeah, Abraham doesn't exist.
You know, if we got to pick for other people, if I had to pick for Wayne, I would love to see him with Daryl. I would love to see them two just, instead of Beth, he replaces him with Daryl. That should be hilarious.
I would love that. I would watch that show.
I would beat the living shit out of Daryl.
I would love to see that episode.
I would take his crossbow and smack him over the head with it.
Yeah. If I had to pick for Sammy, I'd pick Lizzie, little girl that obviously they got shot in the head. I'd love to see how Sammy did.
Oh, fuck.
And CJ, of course, Tyrese.
Oh, I'm not watching this show. I'm going to watch Gotham.
It'd be nice to see which one snap on first saying who gonna kill the other one.
My money's on CJ.
Yeah, I think even CJ say, nigga, you need a man up, goddamn.
You don't and see you, me raising no child.
Yours clearly.
CJ, I gotta watch the baby. Man, leave that baby, shit. Yes, I love it. Damn, I'm gonna get this matching right here. How about you, Sam? Who would you like to fuck?
Who would I like to fuck, or who would I all like to do with him?
All of the above, whichever you are. I mean, who would you like to follow? We already know who you'd like to fuck.
Who I'd like to follow? Rick.
And who you like to fuck?
Same.
Who would I like to fuck? Rick.
Rosita.
Rosita.
I thought she was going to say Abraham.
What about the priest?
Tara.
I reckon he's pretty wild.
She said
him. She's like, he's black.
Oh, he's it's not because he's black. I wouldn't say it on a Michonne because girl's on point, but.
Okay. You think Tupac is ugly? You
yeah, Tupac that? Not attractive, apparently.
No. Sorry. He's too sorry. Much of a bitch.
He is a bitch, though.
So is Daryl. But everyone.
She only wants Rick because he got a beard. Like, oh, if yeah. it was last season, she wants, what's the name? Herschel.
Herschel, yeah.
She like, put that stump in my vagina. Put that little.
Tickle my fancy with your beard.
Yeah.
He can use his stump.
Yes. Sammy will ride that stump. I can see her doing it.
Yeah, I can see Sammy doing a lot of this stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Okay. Obviously, I would 100% like to be with Merle. That's fun.
Yes.
I came up
even
with Merle.
Even I would fuck Merle.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck him. But
how could he not want to fuck Merle? That guy is. Yeah, we all like fuck he just Merle. Take it anyway.
You like, come you know over what? Here, my corn muncher.
Yeah, you come over here, my little corn muncher. Shit, ooh, shit. I'm gonna put my blade in you, girl. I got a surprise for you in my pants. Shit. He said, you see that nigga right there? Go beat her.
Obviously, there's Shane as well. You know, I love Shane.
Everyone loves Shane.
Shane would try to rape you.
And what's wrong with that? It's Shane.
Guys, you can't rape the willing.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know, Sammy. As high as you've been looking right now, I think it's just, you know, all I gotta do is walk in the room and it's like, oh, it's open. Your legs have not stopped going up in the air and shit. Like, you trying to send us a smoke signal with your legs or something right now. Where the fuck did she just get that hot pocket from? Did you just pull that out that smoke signal?
She got handed a plate of food about 2 minutes ago.
Damn. Shit.
It has crispy, flaky crust.
Damn, I'm telling you, the vagina is a hell of a thing right now. I'm telling you right now. Damn, shit, Sammy, that must be the Indian purse. That's right. Hey, CJ, that's where she keeps them Sacagawea coins.
Trying to eat you guys, I'm hungry.
Tip your hot pocket lender. Shit it out like dippy popcorn.
She got seconds to weird coins in her vagina.
When she walks, I'm just cheese. Shit.
Talk about that pussy make money.
That's her famous trick at the strip club, popping out seconds to weird
coins. Hey, get the good bang.
She's like, you know a roll is worth $2 in America, right? Oh, shit. Look, she's trying to buy something on Amazon with her second Jewish coins right now.
Is that Cody on her phone?
Is that fucking Cody?
She had like a white meter Cody?
That was fucking Cody.
Wow.
Perfect on
that's
Cody.
What, yeah, Sammy, that's what I wanted to see. My best friend naked on your phone.
I can't believe Cody penis is on her phone.
He's not naked.
Wow, Cody. I can't wait for the darkness tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm about to say, CJ, look like you got a darkness
episode. I got a darkness episode for your ass. Oh, I need to write some material right now. I need to...
Wow, CJ, this is the first time I think you've ever gotten dirt on somebody now for the show.
Oh, my God, Cody, no. You were clean, Cody. You were golden. You were the golden child. And now.
He was as clean as a hallway could be, but yeah. Okay. Sammy, which hallway did he get you in? Toronto Airport?
Toronto Airport, sure, that's what it was.
Okay. I figured it was whatever. The TP Hut?
Wow. Wow, Cody, wow.
Oh, nice. I'm glad. Oh, I can't wait to do another show with Cody now. Oh, that's going to be funny right there. Whatever. Hey, man, I got some more questions here. Oh, you know what? I got a question. CJ, I would love CJ to answer this. Who would you pair us up with?
To entertain you of the show, I guess I would pair Sammy up with, of course, Rosalita. Wayne with...
There we go.
Probably Urkel, so he can see all the Urkel.
Yep, I'm all for that show.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Probably, and then, probably P1. I'll pair him up with the cop lady.
You see me sweating and shit. Hey, why are you sweating so much? Well, man, that fucking cop grabbed her gun. She didn't even grab shit. Same question for you, Sammy.
Who would I like to see you guys paired up with?
Yeah.
Okay. I would also, you know what? I'm not too sure with CJ. I'm trying to think of the funniest pairing right now. Obviously, TPO with Merle. That would be the best. That would be actually the best. Wayne and Daryl, I would cry every day about that because that would be the funniest thing I've ever saw in my life.
Why? Because you'd beat the shit out of him constantly.
Yes. You would make him a man, Wayne. You would make him a man.
He would every just be carrying... Daryl opens his mouth. Every time Daryl opens his mouth, Wayne just in the background just looking pissed.
I'd be like Michonne, how she had the walkers carrying her shit. That'd be Daryl. He would be on a fucking chain carrying my stuff for me.
You gotta pick one for CJ though, Sam. You ain't getting off the hook. You gotta pick one for CJ.
One for CJ. I'm gonna go with the baby because
yes,
I wanna see
that
CJ.
Was the answer. That's right. Yeah. Stop my answer.
That would be awesome. Hey, I like this game. Wayne, same question.
Burl was the obvious one for you. But since Sammy said that, you got to go Rosita. So I'd love to see you just try and get a hold of that as long as you could.
Every time she say no, I'd be like, yeah, it means yes.
No, it means yes. For Sammy, I'm going to go with Nigel because he's a pervert. I would just like to see him kind of... Just seeing how long she could hold that before she had to fuck Nigel.
Nigel.
That'd just be interesting. And definitely, CJ, I'm sorry, the baby Judith. That's a golden show.
Right? Give it.
If anything, the baby would use a bait.
Yeah, you just threw that thing in the street.
Can't believe I didn't think of that. That's fucking hilarious.
that would be a one shot. That wouldn't even be a whole episode. It go like, wham! And I'm like, okay, put it in the street. There you go. That's the quickest season of Walking Dead ever.
Oh shit. You know, one character I wouldn't want to see CJ with is Beth, just because I don't want to watch rape on TV with underage girl and shit like that. Like, whoa. That went dark sideways. Oh, wow. Okay.
She's 18 somewhere.
She's like 27 somewhere else.
Oh, okay, there we go.
CJ break fucking character off the show and be like, girl, you 27 in real life. Come on, give me that ass.
You know what? Hey, what? I'm really surprised you didn't say me and Carol.
You know, I was thinking that at first, but then I was like, I think Daryl would be funnier. I think Daryl would be fucking funnier.
I don't want to see Wayne fuck Carol. That's my issue.
Well, fuck Daryl then.
Yeah. You know, I want to see that now.
Yeah, I do. I
see,
I
get some like old pussy.
You know, I wouldn't mind seeing Wayne with Carol just to say, like, when she does badass shit, him in the background just like a kid going, fuck, damn, you badass girl.
This girl literally didn't bring me the right hot sauce.
I'll be pinning Carol up against the wall.
This Latino girl didn't bring me the right hot sauce. I didn't realize you brought it. Hell yeah, I brought it. You don't have hot sauce in this house. You don't have real hot sauce.
Damn, Sammy, you racist as fuck on this show. You know,
I'm not racist.
Tell the hot tamale to go get you some real hot sauce.
Hot tamale? What the fuck?
What? Tamale, a compliment. What are you talking about?
It is a compliment.
That's new.
That's not new. That's a compliment.
That's a compliment. Yeah, just like you guys call me corn eater, that's a compliment.
That is a compliment. Eating corn gives you a lot of vitamin C.
Yeah. You saw Interstellar. Not gonna save the planet.
That's right. Corn was gonna save the planet. Shit, that's why Casey Affleck was pissed. Corn was burning. Came to his family. Shit. God, Sammy is so insensitive.
Stop adjusting your breath. She be like adjusting her breath like every 5 minutes.
I know, right? It's like she fucking with us or something like that.
I'm like, do you got a pillow under there?
What is it? It's my thing. This thing.
Nah.
What the hell was that?
You were grabbing like two handfuls.
Was that a dream catcher? What's that?
Not a dream catcher. That's a dream catcher.
I like this. Says the chick that gets offended by dream catchers in movies, but she has one on her wall.
Because I'm allowed, and I'm not even in my room. I'm in my friend's room. I made that
thing over her head, like she had a dot on her head. She's like, I'm one of them. You know,
I'm not a feather.
I'm a TP. I got TP. Yeah, TP. She's throwing up some Jay-Z shit at us right now, people. You don't know what that is. Yeah, see, look, she's throwing up some vagina hold at her right now. moving along now. Waylon Preston, man, he says, this comes from the episode where we had a special guest on, Mr. Cosby himself.
Oh.
Which was funny enough. That was the highest rated show out of all 8 episodes.
Hopefully he can rape Sammy. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, actually that would be interesting. Especially with the dream catcher above him.
He said as a condom. Oh, forgot my semen.
Now you see here. He says, holy shit, that Bill Cosby is crazier than I thought. He's a perfect match for this show, LOL. Will he ever make a reappearance or is he too busy with court cases?
He might appear in Gotham or something, you don't know.
Yeah, I think he appeared for a brief moment on The Darkness.
He did, actually, yeah, he did. What about the Flash versus Arrow?
Still.
Well, bloody Cody. What the fuck
is
that?
Oh my god, what the fuck? Wow! Alrighty then.
Hey, show that photo up close. Gary Coleman.
You gotta take a photo of it.
What you talking about, sir?
Oh man, so Sammy and Cody. Oh, it all makes sense. No wonder Cody told me he had to go out of town for a little. He's going to Canada.
He's going to Canada.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, turn that camera around to the left. I bet he's sitting on that bed.
So, people out there, it ain't Justin Bieber who's her boy. It's fucking Cody. Cody.
And look, she's taking selfies for Cody. Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh my god. Hey, wait, I'm gonna text Cody right now.
You'll hear that phone ringing right here. He'll be there.
I'm gonna ask him, I'm gonna be like, hey, so what you up to right now? What's going on?
Quickly, baby, mute your phone.
CJ, where you at?
He's falling asleep, we know.
Oh, he's putting his baby in the crib because, you know, she's probably fucking up his internet wire.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, well, all right, CJ. Well, going on without you.
Yep, just like Tyrese, we're going to leave your ass behind.
Yep. Put you down.
She's taking selfies. Look at her.
She's... sexting with Cody right now. That's why we don't have her attention right now. Oh my god.
I have never sexted with Cody. Ever.
You are sexting with him right now.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
They're just selfies.
Yeah, for Cody.
Snapchatting with Cody right now.
I gotta admit, that's a pretty hot photo. You gotta keep that one.
Yeah, you gotta give him that one. Yeah.
Fucking Cody. Where is he? Call his ass up right now. You'll be like,
call bring him on the walk. You gotta replace.
We all know he's lying Please down DJ, playing with himself, looking at your photos. You watch, fucking creepy bastard.
Yeah.
You know what? P1, I'm gonna send you a question, alright? On the Walking Dead recap. It's gonna be, where the fuck's Cody?
Oh, okay. He's typing it in right now. I can hear him. Why are you writing it? You can just ask.
Yeah, but it's more professional.
CJ says my mic is out. Oh, okay. Well, Hang Where'd up on go? That nigga. Nah. Take your mic out then, boy.
There you go.
Whoa.
Back, TJ?
Huh? No.
Oh,
no.
CJ.
You, okay, there. CJ. Oh my God.
CJ, wait. You missing it, man?
No, I didn't miss it. I saw that she was texting Cody that whole time.
Sexting with Cody right now. She's fucking sexting with Cody. You just found a whole episode of the darkness my right God. Now.
I smell an ambush show nipple. Tomorrow. Ambush.
You better send a nipple to him.
Yeah, you better send him a titty. I'm just saying.
She has.
She already had. Look at her.
I feel so bad. I kind of feel like
I'm. Why do you feel bad? This is hot.
I feel like I should now.
Fucking Cody.
I'm about to type Cody stop dick picking.
Hey,
he's never once. I've never seen him from nipples down.
Oh, that's a start. Hey, take a picture of your tit and with that dream catcher on it and send it to him.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Cody in the background.
Yeah.
Let's look.
That's Cody.
Hey,
is that Cody. Caught him. Caught him in the act. He was wearing darkness.
He's heading out the hallway.
Oh.
He's going to that hallway. Better catch. Oh, he's
oh my God, you're calling.
He's trying to pick Sammy. I'm taking him to that hallway. He's calling. Oh man, that's awesome. That's awesome.
This poor artist awesome. Have no idea what's about to hit him.
Nope.
He ain't gonna answer. We all know he ain't answering.
He ain't gonna answer.
Because he knows what's going on.
let's carry on. Let's carry on then. Ariana, she says, completely agree with that, with everything that Mr. Cosby said. He was a father figure, provide entertainment for me as a child, and he continues to do so today. Anyways, seeing how this episode was so lackluster, in your opinion, what has been the worst episode of The Walking Dead from any season?
Ooh.
I know what mine is.
May I help y'all?
Hey! Oh my God.
Cody!
Cody!
Oh, we were trying to give you a way out, Cody. It's okay. You can hang up now if I ever hold your peace.
Alright, what was going on? Is there a problem?
I don't know. CJ is fucking random calling people.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't call you.
Dude.
I got you tomorrow.
You find out tomorrow, man. Right. You find out tomorrow.
Alright. Oh, peace God. Out, man.
Alright. Make sure. Later.
Later.
That motherfucker's so confused.
I'm not okay.
I know something's up.
I don't have to hang up button.
I know.
I can't hang up on Alright, see you, Cody.
Why would you call him, nigga, and then don't tell him? That's what I mean.
Because now, he's gonna be more confused tomorrow.
Exactly.
Okay, well, anybody wanna know I think the worst episode out of every season was that goddamn Vato episode from the first
Damn
season.
It.
I fucking hate that episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree on that one.
About you, Wayne? You got a lot of them.
Oh, there's a lot. I must recent memory that episode with Beth in the hospital. I hated that. But
you think that was worse than the one with Daryl?
Actually, yeah, that would for last season. That would or was it? Yeah, that was last season. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was last season.
That was pretty bad.
That was way worse than anything this season.
That's right. That would probably be the worst that I can remember off the top of my head. But I'm sure there's probably worse ones. But yeah, that would be probably the one I can think of at the moment. That was shit. And that was really the downfall of Daryl. Since that episode, he has just never been the same.
Yeah, ever since that group split up.
Yeah.
How about you, CJ?
You took one of my answers, the Vatos. The other episode of pretty bad was when they was just stuck on the farm, just not doing anything. It was a farm episode. I can't remember.
That was all of season two. I'm glad people are liking Mr. Cosby. Now we gotta get him back on the show though. Holly, she says, and I got a funny, she got a funny question right. She said, can you guys get Mr. Cosby to autograph my sweater for Christmas?
First you gotta wear it, Holly. And then, you gotta take a drink. Then he'll autograph it.
What you gotta do first of all is get your age legally changed to 16 and then, I'm sure you can get into contact with him.
Taking selfies with Cody again.
I know, right? That's...
I'm not.
No,
I want CJ to. I'm not trying to say anything. Cause I'm trying to get CJ to save all this, just all this instant texting, just doing for tomorrow's darkness. I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait
to hear. There's no sexting.
She is sexting her ass off people with Cody right now.
Sam, Cody, you are you can't try to protect somebody with your word.
And that's a smooth motherfucker too, because he tried to call. He's like, "What y'all need me for? Like, what's going on? Like, trying like we gonna like, yeah, we know,
Especially you, Sammy, saying like, "Oh yeah, I didn't do anything with that person." That means you did. That means you did. You
clipped my God, I haven't done anything.
You sex addict.
She got that new tattoo of Cody.
Oh my, what the fuck?
That's a K for Cody. It's not a.
Wait, why it gotta be us?
Because it's always you.
All of a sudden, y'all best friends now, huh? Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
You know what? I've never seen these photos of Cody. I reckon this shit is definitely. Yeah, see, that guy's guilty as shit, P1.
Hey, guilty Wayne, of what? What is he guilty of?
He's lying to us.
Well, Wayne, we got
lying to you guys about what?
He comes on here, I don't know where you guys want me for. I'm half asleep. Holy shit.
Wayne, we gotta do a bonus show now. We gotta do a bonus
show. Cody hour.
Cody is up on damn, look, she posted. What is she doing? Look at her. What did you do to the girl? Wow.
That's when you just saw him naked. Okay, fair enough.
Alrighty then.
I'm just taking basic selfies. Oh my God.
Moving on here. June Bozer, he says, fuck, that Cosby is crazier than I thought. Will he make an appearance on The Darkness or not worth a kick in the ass anytime soon?
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe. That's up to Wayne and CJ. That's Wayne and CJ's answer.
Any more shit? Well, we are doing a kick in the ass this weekend, so you never know. We might have to put a call to Mr. Cosby.
Oh, gotta tell. What about you, CJ? Cosby gonna appear in The Darkness anytime soon?
Yeah, as soon as black people stop dying on the news so you can come back.
I don't think he'll be on this week's episode, people, because CJ and Cody got a little something to talk about on this Darkness episode. Oh, shit. Hey, I got one from Ariana here. She said, did you guys see that AMC apologize for spoiling Beth's death? Did you guys feel that AMC should apologize for that or say fuck them?
Yeah, she say fuck them.
Yeah, I say
fuck them. The people I was pissed at, like, people I was actually friends with who just, like, seconds when the show ended. He, like, my friend Greg, he put up, like, a giant post with the name Beth Dead.
Yeah,
I'm like, really?
That's pretty annoying, really? Isn't it, Mr. P1, when people do that? That's pretty annoying.
I'm just saying seconds, though. I mean, if it's like a day or something, you know, fuck that person. But like seconds?
Yeah, that's annoying, seconds? Mr. P1, isn't it? It's annoying, isn't it? People do that, don't they?
I don't know seconds. What the fuck you're talking about. Okay, Wayne,
I'm
goddammit.
I've never forgiven you for that. Never forgiven you. That shit might be 4 seasons ago. You sound like you're underwater. What the hell happened to you?
Me and Wayne first started talking about Walking Dead. Laurie died, right? 2 days later, I like the page that said everybody's glad she's gone. Right? And Wayne says, oh, I haven't seen the episode yet. You spoiled it for me. And I was like, you son.
Yeah, that's my different.
They're going to sit up here and say that, oh, P1. He's like, P1 told me everything. And the same day, you live on different time frames. How is it going to be the same day?
It was the same day, motherfucker.
You a day ahead of me. How's it going to be the same day?
Well, it's the same hour. Whatever.
That's how you know Wayne is shit. That's how you know Wayne is full of shit now. How the fuck is it going to be the same day when you a day ahead of me?
The same day. Like today, oh, it's the same type, same world or whatever, but
Wayne, that had nothing to do with what happened to me. It's not like he said any name. My friend, he put up a picture of the person with a name, you know. He didn't, so that's totally different.
P1 sent me a private message saying, Lauren
no, he
said,
did not. No, he did not.
Goddamn.
You're that memory of yours.
He sent a big neon sign as well. Laurie's dead. Wait, no, oh, what?
And I love when Wayne tells this story too, because he always saying, oh, P1 wrote a post about that whole episode. I'm just like, you son of a bitch. I don't write shit about posts on nothing. I like the page 2 days after that episode was aired that said, ain't we all happy that Laurie died? And I was goddamn right. I hated that bitch.
Big spoilers. Okay, yeah, that's all you did. You did like a page.
Goddamn right. I'm part of the fan club on Facebook. Who's glad that Lori dead? Me. I'm a, you damn right.
Ruined my experience. How dare you?
This girl's putting contacts in her eyes for Cody and shit like that. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. Not for Cody. Oh my god. Why does everyone think I do things for Cody now? First it was Justin Bieber, now it's Cody.
But you're not denying
it. You fucking him. That's why. I like how she's trying to deny it, but yet she keeps showing us the photos.
Yeah.
We're Snapchatting. We're Snapchatting the same way I Snapchat with all my friends.
There you go. Snapchatting.
You'll Snapchat with us.
There's the answer.
Yeah. You just told on yourself now. I mean, you know that, right?
Look at those photos what? You're sending to.
You Indians are not good liars. You would think an Indian lie.
I'm not doing anything. Yeah, Cody's cute and all that. Yeah, he's a great guy, but.
Oh, he's sexy as fuck. Yeah.
Still playing away with Cody.
Yeah, still banging away with Cody. I think we found our Darla, Wayne.
There we go.
Hey, man, I got one from Rodrigo. He says, I do love how Rick ran that fucker over, but put yourself in that scenario for a change. If you guys were in Rick's position, how would you have killed that fucker?
I would have ran his ass over.
Shot him.
I like the way Rick killed him. To go back to what me and Wayne said last week, whatever, we wish we'd have just took him on the hood of his car and just dragged him around for the rest.
Drove him into the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, drove him to the hospital and had a showdown that way. That'd have been awesome.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked up individuals. So we would have done a lot worse.
And then like Rick just cuts his foot off and throws it at him and be like, yeah, that's one piece. Now, give me one of my people back, and I'll give you the other leg.
Yeah, so that was what you and me. We'd be probably a lot more fucked up than the governor, I got a feeling.
Oh, yeah. And then we'd look at Sasha when he cuts that leg off and say, this is for Bob. He just throws the leg at the hospital. Like, there you go. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
How about you, CJ?
Yeah, Sammy's been showing her titties to Cody.
Okay.
Wait, she even put the phone upside her in her walls and take pictures.
I saw that too, actually.
Flash on.
What do you mean? What?
Yeah. All the time.
Hold on. I got a Snapchat from him right now.
Oh, pants will be down. Look at him.
Grill me is just friendly Snapchat.
Look at that picture.
You man, y'all spoiling the darkness. God, okay, stop talking about this. Y'all spoiling the darkness right now. Damn it.
Ain't spoiling nothing.
Y'all are spoiling a good episode. Now the nigga knows it ain't going to be funny now.
No, it's not going to be funny. Because he can't deny it. When Sammy's involved.
It's just bad.
No matter how many men does she say she didn't do anything with, she ends up doing things and beyond.
She's a goddamn liar.
She can't stop. She's a nympho.
Yeah,
can't stop herself.
Not.
You are a nympho, Samantha.
You are a nympho.
Yes,
not.
Yes, you are. All honesty, all joking aside, you're a nympho.
I didn't jizz on them. Why them teeth so white? I didn't jizz on them teeth so many times, whatever and shit. Come on now. You a nympho.
You a nympho.
I swear to God, after,
Yeah, you're a nympho.
You're an Indian. You're a nympho.
What's
fact. Motherfuckers walk around naked all day. I mean, you nympho.
Alright.
Cody should know pop better.
And sack of your weird coin, touch your pussy and shit. Pussy coin popping and shit. I'm just saying. So, you gonna do that trick for Cody? You gonna pussy coin pop for him? You gonna pop that sack of your weird coin? You gonna pop that carrot? Oh, I can't wait. Man. Alright, no more talking about this. I wanna listen to this darkness episode.
I swear to God. I feel so bad now.
Don't feel bad. This is gonna be funny. This is good comedy right here. This is some good comedy. CJ, I can't wait to hear this shit tomorrow. I cannot wait, god damn it.
I can send you some screen caps of a conversation me and Z had in P1 if you want.
Oh my god!
Did Z try to have you dress up as a kick-ass girl?
Damn! Okay, Wayne, people and bastards out there, we done found out that Samantha is fucking my whole team. He's fucking my whole crew.
That's hot.
We got residential ass on moviespoilerspodcast.com. That's Samantha Brown.
What? No, it's not. No, I love Steve. He's so much fun.
So we can talk about you and Cody real quick.
I thought Z was gay anyway.
Probably is.
Wait, Deborah, are we talking about Steph?
What do you guys think of a fan starting a petition to bring Beth back? I'm confused. I thought people hated her. Now people miss her. I'm with you on that, Deborah. I'm fucking confused and baffled. I thought people hated her along with the recap crew. But I saw the petition, I saw the numbers, and I was fucking baffled.
I saw the comments. The defense is just silly.
I did too. Beth was such a great character. It was too soon to kill her off. What? Yeah.
There were some websites that said that she still had a story to tell.
Like what?
She never had a story from either season. That's the thing.
What fucking story did Beth have to tell? She tried to commit suicide way in the beginning. She was going to fucking die then. They probably just fucked everything up and kept her on. And
you mean to tell me after all the great characters that's died in these shows, from Shane to Merle to Dale to what's it, Herschel to the governor, you mean to tell me Beth is the one that gets the petition?
Yeah, that's what I find ridiculous.
Beth? It's like, Beth? Are you fucking serious? Beth.
Mm-hmm. How can they bring her back from a bullet into the head?
Somebody had a theory saying like, hey, it worked in Kill Bill.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because Kill Bill's realistic. Logic
to fucking Walking Dead.
How the hell?
Tarantino logic to Walking Dead. I can't wait. That's awesome. Cannot fucking wait. People, I can't stand Tarantino, by the way. I fucking hate his white ass.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, he's a fucking overrated hack. He's a fucking moron, to be honest.
Fat, untalented cockhead.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say fat, untalented cunt.
Yeah, that as well. You know what? Cunts are useful. He isn't. Problem solved.
Yeah, that's true. Sammy's showing hers right now to Cody, so.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing
He's so bashful. Look at you. She's blushing and shit.
He just called you then. I just know. You went silent and he
called
you.
No, it wasn't him. She is having the best time
right now. Like, see now, I bet you guys agree with me that we should have just did this in Jungle Love now. We should have just made it Jungle Love, goddamn it. Should have just brought it back.
It's not what you think. We're just friends.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm friends with him on Snapchat.
Yeah, he didn't send me photos of him in his singlet and shit like that.
Are you kidding me? He doesn't?
We don't send... Why you keep grabbing your tits? Like, what the fuck?
That's what I said. She need to get something off her chest. Take the shirt off.
She's hurting. She's looking for Cody's bites or something like that. She's looking for Cody's nipples. Jesus Christ, man. This show just got bombarded by Sammy's love life with Cody, so it all makes sense now.
No.
You used that Justin Bieber to throw us off, the three of us off, but no.
Because I'm not smart, right?
Truth came out today, huh? I'm proud of both of you because, you know, if I can't get it then right now, I damn sure going to help the homie get some. That's for sure. Don't worry, CJ. I got you next. You're going to get it from her next. Don't worry.
I already got a tip on her in the pool, so I'm good.
This was your master plan, hey? This was your master plan, like, no, I'm just gonna get them together, I'm gonna make her do the Walking Dead, I'm gonna bring them in sometimes, and then not, and then, you know, they're just gonna start talking.
You know what, better Cody than...
What the hell are you talking about?
No, you're acting like me and fucking Cody are like your master plan. Like, oh, I helped my homie get it in.
Yeah,
with
it
her.
Is a master plan. He got it.
Why does she kinda look like, Poison Ivy now? Oh my god.
Was her eye twitching?
Yeah, I think so. First she was Catwoman, and Cody was Bruce Wayne.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Is that
like P1
Alfred?
Yeah, P1 Alfred. God, I'm bloody hell. Get him.
Also, you guys have Snapchat and you haven't added me?
I don't use that shit.
I don't think we talk to you outside.
Why don't you? Because we could be Snapchatting right now, Wayne.
I don't Snapchat.
I don't talk to you.
I'm not Cody.
What's wrong with Snapchat?
A lot. There's no boobs.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Well, actually, Cody got Snapchat because of Samantha.
Yeah, I believe that.
He didn't.
He probably just sent him a shoulder and he thought he had it out. What other question we got on here?
That was the last question that we had on here. That was the recap wrap up. It got bombarded by like two different topics or whatever, which was awesome, by the way. Fucking awesome. Cannot wait to hear this in the darkness tomorrow. or by the time you hear this Wednesday, it'll be fucking awesome. It's gonna be something to listen to, people. Samantha and Cody are hooking up. She's sending him naked. She's sucking her goddamn
finger in the mouth as well. That's not suggestive.
Wow. And you gonna sit up here and tell us like fucking Cody. Okay. Yes, you
fuck. Fine, I'm not sending that one then.
Oh, I would.
Sammy has fever right now because she's into some jungle love right now, so.
Fair, that's what
we get. Is that the lesbian lick?
that touch, that's that Indian touch.
You know what, P1, I think Cody's gonna be the new fun boy.
Who is it? Samantha destroys.
She destroys.
There's like a whole webpage about all the men that she destroyed. She's laughing, but I'm being serious.
She's got a fortune page talking about how she ruined people's dicks and shit.
Look how happy that's making her. Look how wise she's getting.
The fucked up thing about it too is, you know, she's a dumb fucked up thing, because look what she did to Justin Bieber, how quick she left him for Cody.
And Jordan, look at Jordan. The man was in love.
Yeah. And she's giggling. Damn, CJ is right.
even Julian. She even paid Julian to try to fight me. That's what happened.
Wayne, restart that record button right now.
Hey, it's still recording, man. It's still going.
Oh, yeah, you know what, people? Next bonus episode, four of us, we're going to talk about this shit. We're going to talk about this shit. CJ, please tell us more.
It's all mess. Man, I'm hard. I only keep her around because I know she's evil.
You know what? Good point, CJ. I admire you for that, because you gotta keep your friends close and them enemies closer. Oh, that's the point. Keep her close.
I'm not evil.
Okay.
What's wrong with being evil? Evil's great. Evil makes people happy. Happy people suck.
She's the reason why when I hear about feminism and stuff, I'm like, nope, no, women doing pretty okay. Looking at Samantha. They doing pretty a-okay.
CJ's like, I spent a weekend with this woman, okay? Trust me, I know.
Oppression. Whatever.
CJ's like, that's an excuse. You know what? Damn, I think I understand CJ now who is reasonable women. Because it's Samantha.
Babe, help me out here.
No,
what? Me? What the fuck would I help? I'm not helping anyone. I help myself out.
No.
Wayne agrees with us. He's on our side this one.
I'm about to make this your problem, Wayne, if you don't help me.
What? How's it my problem? What do I do?
Wayne, remember, she's fucking Cody, so that Cody, goes gone.
Cody's gonna come beat me up.
Cody's gonna throw some Man of Steel Blu-rays at you. We talking about
shit.
You know what? Samantha's gonna like that movie now. They're gonna like it.
Samantha Poison Ivy, she put men under her spell.
I can't. I can never do it.
They're gonna watch it together. They're gonna Snapchat the movie together. He's gonna send her a Samantha Blu-ray. He's gonna send her a Steelbook edition for Christmas.
She's gonna Snapchat her head inside of a Man of Steel Blu-ray box set.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Damn. People, this has been the recap.
Yeah, apparently.
Man, I don't know what it was, but it was wow, what a twist there or whatever. And she's still taking fucking photos, but I am the phenomenal one.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
And Cody.
You can't hold down my titties.
And we will be back for the Walking Dead recap in February. Later, bastards.